Having great emotions and feelings but not doing anything about it is like having a good idea that's never implemented. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. We are at the last part of the series of seven emotions, and this is part six, the final one. So when we've been talking about our emotions and what we call in Hebrew midot, this is a general word that refers to our emotional reactions to the outside world. In other words, the difference between intellect and emotion is intellect is taking something from the outside and bring it in and internalizing within our own intellectual experience, whereas emotions is about something happening on the outside and we reacting to the outside. So there might be a person who's in need and we feel compassion, so we react, and we might be in a bad emotion. Someone might have said something to us and we react by being annoyed or angry or resentful or anxious. Something might be needed, so we react by responding with self-discipline, self-control. So these are good and bad emotions. All are about reaction to the outside. However, when we say that emotions are a reaction to what is out, it's my reaction to what is outside of me, it's still within me. In other words, to give you an example, if I walk past the street and I see someone who's in need, who's homeless, who needs food, so suddenly I react by feeling kindness. But that kindness feeling is still within myself. Sometimes people have feelings within themselves which are reactions to the outside world, but never actually go outside. They're still within the person himself. The biblical story that represents this idea is Avraham Avinu, Abraham, after the circumcision, Avraham Avinu wanted to do kindness. So he was sitting at the outside door of his tent waiting to do kindness. What that means is he was filled with chesed, he was filled with kindness, but because God had taken away all the guests not to interfere with him, not to distract him or bother him, he wasn't able to implement it at that time. But sometimes it works differently. Sometimes we're not able to. We just choose not to, or we find it difficult to. The implementation stage is really very difficult. So in the makeup of seven emotions that we have, there's a difference between the first five and the last two. So we talked about chesed, gvurah, tiferet, kindness, discipline, harmony, beauty, ambition, humility, and so on. Those are the first five. Those are all emotions that we have, which are responses to the outside world, but as they remain within ourselves. The last two is called yesod and malchut, and that's really important. Yesod means connection. In other words, making the connection between what is within myself to something else outside of me. That's why physically we know that the genitalia of a person is the part of the body that represents yesod. Yesod is that concept of connecting, and we do that with that organ. So that's the concept of yesod, means making the connection, taking that feeling that we have inside and bringing it to the connection to the outside. And then we have malchut. So yesod is that feeling of connection. It's the arousal to have a connection. It is connecting. The final one is called malchut. The word malchut means kingship. Kingship can mean actually, or leadership. Now, what does that mean? It's the part of the emotions. The Kabbalah tells us that malchut isn't actually a feeling. It isn't actually an emotion. It is something that takes all the other emotions and processes it and gives birth to it and implements it. Very often in Kabbalah, malchut is called the feminine as opposed to the masculine. The masculine is the idea, the concept. The feminine means take the idea, to nurture it, to process it, and to give birth to it. That's the concept of malchus. That's why it's called leadership. Because leadership, what's the difference between a good leader and a very smart person? A smart person or a very healthy person emotionally. A smart or healthy, emotionally healthy person might be healthy but doesn't have the ability to communicate it, to put it forward to the outside world and to lead with it. Whereas a king has the attribute of malchut, which means to take that smartness that he has, the emotional capacity that he has, and process it and actually lead with it, and the concept of putting it into practice, the idea of giving birth to the intellect and the emotions that we have. That's why Malchut is really the most important one, because Malchut means that we're able now to take it forward, to bring it out in the outside, to implement it, to communicate it. And that's the final one of the emotions of Malchut, which after we made that connection, we're able then to process all that we have within ourselves and to give birth to it on the outside. So it's worth thinking about, and we just need to really dwell on that for a moment. So let's do that for a few minutes. Let's reflect on that idea. Just stay focused or become focused, become aware just by relaxing, removing distractions, closing your eyes perhaps, and focusing. Always a good place to start is paying attention to your breathing. Pay attention to the details. Pay attention and feel your inhaling, your exhaling, the distinct moment between each breath, the moment between inhaling and exhaling. Just try and pay attention to all those details. Just stay focused on your breathing. Let's highlight these stages. Breathing in, stop. Breathing out, stop. Breathing in, stop. Breathing out, and then starting again. Remembering neshima, breath, is also neshama, the soul. The soul which contains the three intellectual powers and the seven emotions. Malchut, kingship, leadership, is the last one. But Kabbalah tells us has the deepest root. It's the purpose. It's the destination. It's what it all began for. Just for a moment, as you continue to focus on your breathing and just build that awareness, let's for a moment visualize an opportunity to do a mitzvah. Think about noticing someone in need that needs help. Think of a friend that is going through a challenging time. Think of something very concerning that you just heard. Picture or try to visualize or try to imagine the feeling that you have. Feeling of compassion. Feeling of empathy. Feeling of urgency. Think about those feelings for a moment. Try to imagine what they feel like. Why do you feel that way? What is the purpose? What is the goal? Malchut. Doing something about it. That's why the feeling was there in the first place. Take one of these examples and just think, what are you going to do? Think about the implementation. Is it a phone call I'm going to make? Is it a donation I'm going to make? Is it something I'm going to go and get for the someone? Implementation is the last stage, but it comes from the highest source. It's what it's all about. Come back to your noticing your breathing. Why are we breathing? Is breath an end into itself, or it's to live, to improve, to change the world? Let's begin the day with that thought. You can open your eyes and just think about this every time you feel an emotion, especially a good one. Ask yourself, what is one implementation that I could do? What is one thing I can do to execute, to give birth in the outside world to that feeling? That's the end of this particular series of seven emotions. We will resume with other topics. Please stay tuned every week to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. And thank you for listening.